to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. We are diverse, independent, and yours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and that was a tune called Dobro on the Loose, recorded 1976. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle. I was playing banjo, and by miracle of modern recording techniques, I played the Dobro part as well. Colin Watson on guitar and Kirkpatrick on bass. I think I played some rhythm mandolin, but it was a bit fast for me, and I certainly couldn't do it now. But that was Dobro on the Loose. It's a good fun tune. It's got some nice chord changes in it. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm playing you some gems from my collection today. We've got some on LP, some on CD. We're going to kick off with a song on LP. It's Charlie Moore. And I just grabbed this. Yeah, Charlie Moore, the original Rebel Soldier is the name of the LP. I love it with these big LPs, 12 inches each way of writing and pictures. It's really good. Charlie Moore's doing the guitar and vocals. Butch Robbins is playing the banjo, noted for his quite a long stay with Bill Monroe. Chubby Wise playing fiddle. Henry Dockery on bass. That's a good band. And the song I've chosen is one called The Convict and the Rose. Let's listen to Charlie Moore. Little darling,
my gloom to tell me that her heart was broken just before I meet my doom.
Some pretty good classic bluegrass music there from Charlie Moore. Let's hear from the band Rich in Tradition now from their album Black Mountain Special. This is Brad Hyatt on bass, Greg Jones on mandolin, Mickey Gallion on guitar, Jay Adams on banjo and Tim Martin on fiddle. Great band, classic bluegrass music in many ways, and it's a song called Now I'm Losing You.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, Charlie Moore, like most of other band leaders, always featured as pickers, as banjo players, as mandolin players. And here he is featuring Butch Robbins and Chubby Wise in a tune called The Lonesome Road Blues. Let's have a listen to it. Some pretty rapid picking going on there in the Lonesome Road Blues. Let's listen to Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. Excellent band. I've got the CD in front of me. I got it autographed, and I remember seeing them play and thinking, that's just nice, good, straightforward bluegrass music. Lorraine Jordan is the leader of the band, plays mandolin, sings harmony. Ben Green on banjo, Josh Goforth on fiddle, and well, he plays most instruments, really. Tommy Long plays guitar and does most of the lead vocals, particularly on this one, and John Bradley on acoustic bass. The album is just called Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, and the song I've chosen is Hold Me One More Time.
We made down through the years. I never thought our love would ever go this bad. Time has slowly washed away all my tears. Hold me one last time before you go. Give me one last memory to hold. If we hold on long enough, you might change your mind before you go. Go hold me one last time.
Bluegrass, some good bluegrass music there from Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Rhodes. I need to tell you about our sponsors. Shearer's Music Works are a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. And if you need anything to do with music whatsoever, go and see the folks at Shearer's. Musical instruments, instrument accessories, music accessories, books on how to play, song books, and some real good advice. You'll get that all at Shearer's Music Works, and they've been supporting music in the Hamilton area for more than 60 years. They're doing a great job of it, so I'd love you to support them. I'm delighted that they support Back Porch Bluegrass. The show comes to you, of course, from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and we're down in the southwest Pacific Ocean here, and you may be wondering why bluegrass music has found a home down here. Well, I'm not sure why either, apart from the fact that I just love the sound of banjo, and when I heard Earl Scruggs and his partner Lester Flatt playing the Beverly Hillbillies theme, I thought, that's how I want to play banjo. And that was in the mid-1960s, and here we are 60 years later and still enjoying bluegrass music. And this show comes from the fact that I've got lots of shelves filled with CDs and LPs, and it's nice to air them every week. And I try and dig deep and find some things you may not have heard, and every now and then play a few familiar tunes as well. So that's what Back Porch Bluegrass is all about, and I hope you're enjoying it. What are we going to do now? We're going to do a song that's a real standard jam session tune for all bluegrassers called the 9-Pound Hammer. But most people are less aware of the fact that a great guitar picker by the name of Merle Travis popularized the song many, many years ago. And he did it with a fine picking style and singing the song, and it somehow became a bluegrass classic. We're going to hear from Merle Travis doing the 9-Pound Hammer now, just for something just a little bit different.
Merle, how do you feel over here?
Feel fine. I like it over here. It's closer to home.
It is indeed, isn't it? Pasadena ain't close to much anything, is it?
Not too much, no.
Merle, what do you want to sing this morning?
Well, how'd you like to hear the little tune called the 9-Pound Hammer?
I just love it. Go ahead. Right.
This 9-Pound Hammer is a little too heavy for my size, for my size. I'm a-going on the mountain, going to see my baby, but I ain't coming back, well, I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow, how can I roll when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. Mighty long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. When I'm long gone, you can make my tombstone out of number 9 coal, out of number 9 coal. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow.
Yeah. That's Mel Travers playing the 9-pound hammer. It's a little bit different from the way the bluegrassers attack it, you know, with a lot of speed. Incidentally, I don't know if you've ever swung a 9-pound hammer. They're really heavy and really hard work. So all these people who sing about swinging a 9-pound hammer, I think they should try it first, and then they might sing the song just a little bit differently. In 1990, I had the privilege of being able to take my family to the USA. We hadn't been for many, many years, and it's just a reconnect with the bluegrass scene, I guess. And one of the groups I'd always enjoyed was the Lewis family. They were strikingly different. First off, they were a family, three women and several guys. Saying gospel music, they had strong Georgia accents, and they were as much part of the gospel music and Christian music scene as they were with the bluegrass scene. And it's mostly their banjo playing Little Roy Lewis who kept them into the bluegrass scene, really, and he was dynamite on stage. Anyway, we travelled up in a camper van from staying with our friends in Florida, and we travelled up, and I had four boys, ages between 16 and 6, and they were good fun to have in the camper van, and my wife Colleen and I went to the Lewis Family Festival in Lincolnton, Georgia, and that was a lot of fun. We stayed in the camper van, and they had all sorts of great people at their bluegrass festival. Dawn Lawson in particular, I remember he was one of the absolute highlights. Tony Rice was there, all sorts of people, but the Lewis family, you did not want to miss them. And every night they did a show, and they were just brilliant. Little Roy was absolutely crazy, and he did all sorts of funny things. There was always an absolutely full tent of people watching their show, and they were good fun. I always enjoyed their music, and I'm getting around to it, folks, getting around to it. And I bought albums and had quite a few albums of the Lewis family. Bit of an acquired taste vocally in their sound, but they just play good music, good songs. And last week when we did the Easter show, I was looking for a different version of the song Purple Robe, and well, I found it after I'd done the show, and it's on this Lewis family album just called The Best of the Lewis Family. And so I'm going to play two tracks off this Lewis family album, the Purple Robe, which is a classic Easter song, and then one by Billy Joe Shaver called I'm Just an Old Chunk of Coal. And we had one of our singers at our Back Porch Bluegrass Jam session just this last Sunday sing I'm Just an Old Chunk of Coal, written by Billy Joe Shaver. It's been done by all sorts of people in bluegrass music and country music. It's a great song. So I thought that's a perfectly good reason to exercise this LP with the Lewis family. We've got Little Roy playing banjo and doing mad things. His sisters Polly and Janice and Miggy, and they are all vocalists mostly. Wallace played guitar, and I think it was Travis played the bass, and Pop was there too, and they were just very good fun and great to watch. And I've got this signed album, which is very, very good fun to have. And here they are doing Purple Robe, and then I'm Just an Old Chunk of Coal, and we're going to make it go like this.
Yeah.
That's the Lewis family. I forgot that Little Roy Lewis played guitar in those ones.